Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Good morning, Mid-Michigan, and welcome to this week's installment of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, and I'm here with my pet expert friend, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, in the news this week, pets seem to play quite a role both in Mid-Michigan, the state of Michigan, and around the country. And I have several stories that kind of talk about some issues going on with a few different breeds of dogs that we really need to talk about. Last week, we had the opportunity to talk about the Chihuahuas coming in from California. And you might have caught the story out of the Detroit area of a Chihuahua hoarder who was actually in court and had a court ruling come down because he was found with 105 Chihuahuas at his house in Dearborn. And the good news from that story, Rick, is that of the 105, 92 of the dogs have found proper suitable homes, and only 13 of them are still suffering from the unfortunate problems that come from being in that situation.
That's an amazing number, and it's great that that high a percentage is something they can find homes for.
Yeah, no question about it. The dog people have done their job in terms of getting them plays. Another story that was in the news, we didn't get a chance to talk about in last week's show, but in 2009, there was a problem in the greyhound breed as well, as seven dog tracks around the country closed, leaving hundreds of dogs needing to be adopted. And when you think of those racing greyhounds, you might think, my goodness, how could they ever find proper shelter and the ability to run around properly in my home. But the truth is, they really do make calm, easy to care for, and great pets.
Yeah, I've seen that time and time again with customers I've interacted with. When they have a greyhound, you see a very passionate person, and you can tell that passion comes from their attachment to that animal. And they definitely find, I've always been surprised with their energy level, how much of a great household pet that pretty, you know, the greyhound makes.
Yeah, you just want to make sure you don't have a metal rabbit or bone flying around your house, or that dog might jump after it. Another story that was in the news very, very predominantly here in Mid-Michigan that we're going to talk about quite a bit in next week's show is the trial when it comes to the Aussie breeder in Mason. As you mentioned in last week's show, Rick, obviously I've been following this trial because I am someone who is involved with Aussies and does have a rescue Aussie at my house. So it is something I am very interested in keeping up with. And the trial has been going on. And next week, we're going to have the opportunity to hear both sides. We're going to hear from the from a breeder who happens to also be a lawyer who represented the breeder in Mason when the trial first broke. And we're also going to have the opportunity to talk with the folks from the Ingham County Animal Control about what it is that they're doing and how they go about determining when they're going to go and seize dogs when they're being mistreated. So it's going to be an interesting show that we're going to have the opportunity to talk about next week.
Yeah, I think you have to look closely into this whole situation simply from the standpoint that, you know, myself as a pet store owner, you know, we have hundreds or thousands of fish to take care of. So the task at hand at taking care of 70 animals, or in the case of countless number of Chihuahuas, you know, we really have to think twice as to what does it take? How hard is this task? And how can we accomplish these tasks without developing these difficult situations that we keep finding ourselves in.
Yeah, there's no question about that, Rick. On this week's show, Rick, we're going to kind of change directions and deal with the issue of cats. There's been a story breaking for the last few months in California as various cities have been looking at outlawing the procedure of cat declawing. And that follows on several European countries that have also banned that procedure. We have a local pet expert coming in today, Dr. Carrie Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. She's going to have the opportunity to talk with us, Rick, about what is the procedure, what goes on with it, and give us some perspective on both sides of why people are for and against that particular procedure, and just answer a lot of questions about cats in general. Dr. Lewis will be joining us right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.